The students were from the national nonprofit Students Today, Leaders Forever, based in Minnesota. As part of their Pay It Forward tour, some 230 total traveled to Pensacola aboard several buses from chapters at Michigan State University and Minnesota State University, Mankato. John Patraziba is Neighborhood Outreach Coordinator for Habitat's Neighborhood Revitalization Program. He says they chose to put the students to work in the West Side Garden District because it's a fairly large area running north from Garden Street to Cervantes Street and west from A Street to Pace Boulevard.
230 is a lot of volunteers, so we felt we wanted to pick an area that was, you know, condensed enough that you could make an impact. So being that it's about 112 city blocks, the West Side Garden District, we felt it was a good size to suit this group and that they would leave the day having made a significant impact on this community.
The volunteer event was presented in partnership with Keep Pensacola Beautiful, the West Side Garden District Neighborhood Association, and the City of Pensacola. It encompassed a wide array of activities throughout the area, including lawn maintenance at the homes of elderly and disabled homeowners in the community, as well as right-of-way and vacant lot cleanup. A handful of the students spent their time establishing a butterfly garden at the Theophilus May Resource Center.
Let's take these Gallardia. This is a native here, and somebody said they see this up in the Dakotas and Minnesota. This is a Midwestern, the Southeastern native called Gallardia, or like Indian blanket they'll call it or something like that. So we'll want to plant them.
On this day, environmentalist and green building consultant Christian Wagley is also volunteering his time at the butterfly garden, providing a little instruction and guidance to ensure it's done right.
The landscape was a little sparse, and there's a lot of interest now in creating more plantings for butterflies. We know that butterflies are majorly in decline, and so this is one simple little thing that we can do to add habitat for butterflies, and actually in a very prominent place right at the front of the building where lots of people, families, children are going to see it and experience it.
I'm Thelma Ajijonu.
I'm Jessica Gagakuma.
We are from Minnesota. We're here with Students Today, Leaders Forever, and we're just like helping with like volunteer work. We just want to like help with communities, want to help them, you know, and anything that they need help with, we basically help them with.
Ajijonu and Gagakuma, who both have roots in Ghana, West Africa, attend Minnesota State. Pensacola was the last working stop of the week for them, with earlier work days in Missouri, Arkansas, New Orleans, and Tennessee. In addition to planting a butterfly garden, they say they've done just about everything, from cleaning, sorting, and painting at a thrift store to cleanup and mulch replacement at a playground.
I think that the people that we've actually encountered, they've been really appreciative of our work. They do have a couple of questions as in where we're from, why we're here, what really made us, you know, choose the volunteer work that we're doing, because we had different buses to go to, we had different places to go to, but then there's something that calls us to, you know, to be on this specific place.
Well, they're all so grateful and so positive, too.
Alexa Maxudi is from Michigan State.
And that's very inspiring for us as students to continue this and to know that we can make a difference, even if, like, we just work one day, a couple hours. But the impact and the personal, like, perspective that they have, it's just really very humbling and amazing.
Maxudi and her fellow Spartans, Aditi Abala and Rachel Yu, were part of a team making good use of their cell phones on a headstone photographic archiving project at the nearby historic St. John's Cemetery, established in 1876.
It's great for research and it's great for the families who might want to look into their history a little bit.
Have you seen any interesting tombstones?
We've seen several, like, I guess, like, solemn, kind of sad families, like, together, the like young children who passed
away. Like babies.
Some interesting quotes. We saw one person who lived over 100 years old, which is crazy, because back in the 1800s, that's pretty rare.
Near the cemetery, a team was putting a fresh paint job on several little free libraries to be placed throughout the West Side Garden District. John Patraziba says the students are leaving a freshly revitalized and more beautified community, which is in line with the mission of Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. And with more than 200 of them on the job, they were able to make a big difference in just one day.
I mean, it's invaluable. We wouldn't be able to, you know, knock out all this work. It would take us, I can't even tell you how long it would take us to try to do this with, you know, 5, 10, 15 volunteers at a time. We'd be doing it all summer.
Sandra Averhart, WUWF News.